Here are today's top stories. The world is on edge. Stock markets are down and the parodies are being written. North Korea and Kim Jong-un did a nuclear test last night that hit a 5 on the old Richter scale. South Korea wants help. U.S. blames China. Trump said he'd stop the nuclear missile with his bare hands. No word on why the North Koreans are doing tests, but I have a sneaky suspicion that it's in retaliation for the Mad TV reboot that's coming out soon. Because you know it's just going to be a Kim Jong-un impersonation fest, right? Just till the dogs come home. That's what Mad TV does. The NFL had a controversial opening night last night, and I'm not talking about kneeling during the anthem. Boring. No, I'm talking about the handful of helmet-to-helmet hits that the Denver Broncos levied on Cam Newton, without penalty or worse, any concussion protocol. The NFL has been talking all summer about improving safety for the game, but when it came to the first big test, they failed miserably. Like I said, robots, right? It's just a matter of time until someone dies on Monday Night Football. I mean, the ratings will be huge, but come on, right? It's terrible. Apple stock is down after a clamor over wireless headphones. It's a big part of the new iPhone 7. No headphone jack. So you got to wear the wireless headphones. And if you want to purchase those Apple headphones, they're going to be for over $140. I think what I'm going to do, I'm just going to pierce my ear. You know, like the lobe part? You know, the piercings where they have that big round disc in your earlobes? Just huge, like a skateboarder. And just make those speakers. Huh? Yeah, done. I should open my own shop. Don't steal that, Internet. That's a good idea. Chance the Rapper's having that big show at The Cell later this month, and he went into his own pocket to buy up tickets from scalpers. Face value for his big show, $75. Some scalpers are charging over $5,000. So Chance, he went and bought over 2,000 tickets. What's he going to do with those tickets? Hey, yeah, he's a rapper, so, and you know he's got a huge entourage. And someone's got to guard the jewelry on the tour bus. You got to have a ticket for that, I'm assuming. Yeah, he'll use them. But how awesome is that? Chance the Rapper takes on StubHub? I'm listening. Donald Trump is responding to criticism over his own health by appearing on the Dr. Oz show, that's what you usually do, to discuss his personal health regimen. Something tells me it's going to be equal parts treadmill, equal parts spray tan. Scientists have named a new parasite after President Obama. Who needs a bridge or a library or even a stadium? Nope. This prez gets something that, in the best-case scenario, can give you the runs. I mean, he did run for office twice, so I guess that makes sense. A new study says that bad weather could very well exacerbate pain. So next time your spouse says, I have a headache, it could very well be a headache. Go figure. In weather, speaking of, it's starting to turn. It's hot, it's rainy, but there's something about the light, the overcast. It's something about the smell. I smell winter. Ah, run to Tempe. In sports, the Cubs are back at it tonight. The magic number's 8. Magic 8 ball. Will the Cubs win the World Series? Likely. The Cubs go to Houston, who's also in the playoff hunt, so no gimme this weekend. Hey, how about that? The Cubs and the Bears are in Houston. They do call Houston the new Chicago, so, you know, if you end up liking it, Jay Cutler, I don't know. Maybe just stay. Just a thought. The Bears are number 1 in the injury report department. They listed 9 guys as questionable for Sunday, just beating out the Patriots, who listed 8. That's our Bears. We win at the little things. The game? Nah, nobody cares about that. We all care about the injury report. Also, not sure if wide receiver Kevin White's going to play. What? Really? This will be the 17th game he's missed in his career. Wow. Nice start to the hockey season. Last night, Marian Hossa was playing in an exhibition for this World Hockey Tournament, and he was taken to a Quebec area hospital for x-rays on his foot. They were negative. They were just a bruise. But you know what? It's not a Blackhawks bruise. You know what I mean? Marcus Kruger also injured for Team Sweden. At least the Canadian health system is good. And once again, the White Sox are trying to break the Guinness Book World Record for most dogs at the park. So bring your dog to U.S. Cellular Field on Saturday. They'll love the brats. They'll hate the baseball, but they'll love the brats. And finally tonight, giraffe DNA has been analyzed, and it's clear there are 4 different types of giraffe. Yep, all this time we thought there was just one. Now we can identify the 4 different species and create a world where we judge them. Yellow giraffes, so much better than off-yellow giraffes. You can't blame us. It's just what we do. And that's the carryout for September 9th, 2016. Enjoy the weekend. Carry out.